Before exploring the Wu Wei techniques, I want to share some of the primary manipulation traps that people direct at another person's area of vulnerability. By recognizing them quickly, your defense will become more effective. Now, these are manipulation traps, and number one is guilt. This is the primary trap within families and those closest to you. Invoking guilt is always an attempt to hurt or control you, so they need to be rejected. Dwell on guilt only if you intend to remedy the situation. Typical examples would be, "How can you treat me like this?" Or, "I've been waiting by the phone all week for you to call." Manipulation trap number two is anger. This is effective for those unnerved by openly aggressive behavior. Number three is criticism. When things aren't going the way your adversary likes, they switch subjects to something personally wrong with your behavior. You then get frustrated and angry, upsetting your mental balance. Your adversary then returns to the original discussion and wins their point. Number four is obligation. This is the unspoken agreement. Example, if I let him go to the ball game with the boys, he'll buy me those new shoes I want. Or, I sent you an email, now you owe me one. Number five is withholding. Example, if you do that, just wait and see how long it will be before you get any. Withholding is a ploy used in close relationships, usually creating extreme resentment. It can be direct or subtle. Number six is helplessness. This is a manipulative ploy in which those close to you claim that only you can help. Example, you're the only person I can talk to about my problems. Number seven is teasing. Supposedly loving and affectionate on the surface, the teaser is making a statement underneath. When you don't respond well to the teasing, you'll be accused of losing your sense of humor. Manipulation trap number eight is questions. This trap is used by someone who already knows the answer to the question. For example, why did you stop at the bar before you came home? Your adversary wants you to admit that you're bad or made a mistake. Manipulation trap number nine is the double bind. This is the damned if you do, damned if you don't trap. As a classic example, the lawyer asks, have you stopped beating your wife yet? Answer yes or no. Some people consciously realize that they're manipulating, but all too often the habit is so ingrained that they don't realize what they're doing. They've been conditioned since childhood, and it's now automatic. Yet no one has the right to take advantage of or manipulate another human being. And no one is going to put a stop to it but you. You're responsible for positive changes in your life. And once you change one behavior, you change a whole series of related behaviors. It can be the beginning of a whole new lifestyle.